5. Aborigines. I'm writing a paper on early civilizations. I've decided to focus on the Australian Aborigines.
Sounds good. I'd love to do some extra reading on this topic.
I'm not sure exactly what to write.
Let's begin at the beginning. Australia may well be the home of the world's first people. Stone tools discovered in 1971 show that humans lived in Australia at least 12,000 years before they appeared in Europe.
I read that so far three early sites have been discovered in Australia, the Penrith one being dated about 47,000 years old, a Western Australian site 40,000 years old, and another in Lake Mungo, New South Wales, 35,000 years old.
That means there have been in excess of 1,850 generations of Aboriginals.
I never thought of it that way. Let's look at their culture too. More than 30,000 years ago, the population of the world was small, and people lived in family groups, hunting, fishing, and food gathering.
At that time, there were no cultivated crops, animals were not herded for food, and metalworking was yet to be discovered.
Life must have been very different back then. At that time, known as the Last Great Ice Age, Australia was joined to New Guinea.
So, they must have journeyed across the ice. As the ice floes of the Ice Age began to melt, the sea level rose, isolating Australia.
They were stuck there with no way to go back home, so they made Australia their new home.
The first Aboriginals found in Australia with a better environment than today. Large animals, now extinct, provided more meat than the animals with which we are familiar.
Some parts of the continent were richer in vegetable foods, but the land contained no cultivated crops or animals that could be domesticated, such as cattle and sheep.
Did you know they even have their own flag? It's divided horizontally into two equal halves of black, top, and red, bottom, with a yellow circle in the center.
Yes, it's flown or displayed permanently at Aboriginal centers throughout Australia.